Blog Talk Radio.
She never slows down. She doesn't know why, but she knows that when she's all alone, feels like it's all coming down. She won't turn around.
She lusts and I'm live in the building. Today, it's going down. I'm giving you nothing but hot rock and alternative, like I always do each and every Tuesday. And it's going down, like I say. And this is Lush Radio Rock. If you didn't know, log on to the site at www.lushradiorock.ning.com. And also, we should be having an exclusive interview today on special guests, but we're going to keep on giving you some of that rock. And our sponsor today is Diverse Media Group, LLC. Make sure you download the toolbar so you can stay connected. Follow me on Twitter at Lush Radio Online. Now let's get it popping. I'm going to go to the phone lines and take some phone calls. Caller from the 215, you're live on Lush Radio Rock. What's going on?
Hey, this is Jimmy the Saint.
Hey, Jimmy, how you doing today?
All right.
It's a pleasure to have you on the show.
Pleasure to be here.
We have Jimmy the Saint live on the show, author, you know, and activist, definitely doing his thing out there. We're going to give you a Lush Radio welcome real quick, you know, and show you how much we appreciate you coming on the show today. Hey. So Jimmy, before, you know, we get into it, did you got a couple of shout-outs and things you want to do real quick?
Yeah, I just want to shout out my publicist, Sheila Waker. Y'all can check her out at Sexy 716 Promotions. Shout out to my crew, my rap group, Inner City Hustlers, working on their new album, Block Money. It'll be releasing this summer. To my man Freeway Ricky Ross, just was released from the federal prison system. Good that he home. All my friends, family, loved ones, and all the people that support my books and music projects.
That's what it is, man. So, Jimmy, man, tell the people a little bit more background about you, you know, for all my listeners out there that definitely stay tuned. You know, tell them more about, you know, how you got into the writing and just, you know, the whole situation in your life. Let people know the story.
Well, you know what I'm saying? I was a former drug dealer who went to federal prison in 2000. When I went to federal prison, I began writing books. Saying I wound up writing 30 books, three of them was published. I've been doing my thing ever since. I recently got out a few months back, and now I'm into music and books and hopefully movies and everything. I mean, I've been doing my thing. I got two new books coming out later this month, Black Scarface, co-written with Freeway Ricky Ross and myself.
Mm-hmm.
My newest book that'll be out very, very soon also is a book I wrote called What Every Mama Wants. I mean, you can check out both of the books online on the web. You can check out What Every Mama Wants at myspace.com/whateverywomanwants2009. And you can check out Black Scarface at myspace.com/book_Black Scarface. Or you can just check me out. You can just Google my name, Jimmy the Saint. Everything will pop up. But I got a lot going on, so much, you know what I mean?
That's what it is.
Yeah.
And I heard you actually got, you know, actually somebody a deal before this whole situation went down, you going to the federal, you know, prison and everything like that.
Yeah, late 90s, I had a rap crew called ICH Inner City Hustlers, and I got two members from my group signed to Rockefeller Records. They wound up signing with Jay-Z, and they was put in a group called State Property with Beanie Siegel and Freeway and Young Guns and all that kind of and all the Rockefeller rappers. Right before I went to the feds, I had got them signed. I also got my producer signed. I had a producer named Black Key. He wound up working on DMX album, Jadakiss, the Lox album. So I was doing my thing before I went to the feds.
Wow. Wow, that's what it is, man. So you know, tell everybody where you're representing from, where you originally from and everything, you know what I'm saying?
I'm from Philly, you know what I'm saying, West Philly. But I represent all Philly, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
I'm originally born and bred in West Philly.
Uh-huh.
City of brotherly love.
That's what it is, man. I mean, so Jimmy, man, you know, you got into the game, and you know what I'm saying, you went through the situations, but even though behind the whole situation you went through, you still managed to do something positive by, you know, writing these books and publishing them and, you know, just letting people get a taste of your life and, you know, just of your talent. You know, have you always, you know, had this creative thing of just writing, you know, before, you know, that whole situation happened?
Well, before I was incarcerated, I was writing songs. I mean, writing hooks for guys and writing songs, verses and stuff, and producing music. And I never knew my writing talent until actually I went to federal prison. And then I began writing, and I just tried it, and the guys let a few people read my first book, and they liked it, so that convinced me to continue on, and it just kept going, and then I stuck with it.
What inspires you in regards to, like, your music and your writing and your books? What inspires you?
Life, just life. I can be driving in a car and I could see a homeless man and it just clicked with me and I'd be like, you know what, I'm gonna write a book about a homeless man. or I'm going to write a hook or a rap or whatever, or anything. It's just life, period. Experiences I've been through, experiences that I know other people have been through, and it's just like, just life. I base everything off of just real life.
Yeah, because the books, you know, from what I can say, are very, you know what I'm saying, very detailed and descriptive. So tell us more about your first book, and how it was received and stuff, and let the people know about that one and the other books, and tell us brief descriptions of what you know, a brief summary of what to find in the books and stuff.
Well, my first book that was published in, I think, 2004, and it was a book I wrote called Money, Desires, and Regrets. And it's just like I said, life. I guess you got a lot of truth in it. It's more of a I say it's a true story fictionalized. It's just a lot of truth just put in a novel format. I mean, and because I write from so many true life experiences, but it was a well received. I sent it out to Vicky Stringer, the owner of Triple Crown, way back when, and she enjoyed it. Her staff, they read it, and she recommended me that I get a book deal way back then. And I received a two book deal off of that book.
Wow, that's a blessing, man.
Yeah. When I got the deal. When I actually sent it to the publisher, and when I actually talked to the publisher the first time, he asked me, where did I get that title from? And he said, why didn't I name the book Money, Power, Respect? And I said, I always had money, and then with the money came the desires, you know what I'm saying? You know, clothes and cars and women, then the desires brought the regrets. I said, I don't know nothing about money, power, and respect, but I could tell you everything about money, desires, and regrets.
They say money is the root of all evil sometimes. Yeah. You know, hey, the faster it comes, the faster it goes sometimes, man. You know, especially like living the fast life, you know, and I'm glad that you're able to, especially for these youth, you know, coming up, just, you know, telling them that, you know, even though, you know, you might have done things in your life, doesn't mean you can't have redemption and change your life for the better, you know.
Definitely.
You know, and you're definitely doing a lot of positive things, you know, right now. And you know, congratulations on, you know, your release and everything, for real. Seriously.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah, but
go ahead.
For me, prison turned out to be a blessing because I went in there with the attitude I had to do something good with my life, and so I found my escape through writing, and I began writing, and good things came out of it. And even to this day, just because I went to prison with that attitude and continue to write, I'm still benefiting from that right now.
Wow. You think you're going to be, like, you're actually going to do your own publishing company now that, you know, you're out, and so you can just have control of everything in regards to, you know.
It's crazy that you said that.
Mm-hmm.
It's crazy.
Go ahead.
Because I actually have my own publishing company.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, the name of my publishing company is called The Saint Entertainment.
Okay, that's what's up.
The newest books that's coming out, What Every Woman Wants, and Black Scarface will be released under my own publishing company, The Saint Entertainment. And I have a distributor, Black and Noble, that will be distributing the books. So the books will be all over America in the next few weeks.
Wow. That's what's up. You go, boy. That's what I'm talking about. Getting that grind on.
Yeah.
You go, boy. That's what it is, man. So I mean, you know, it's good to see, you know, African American men, this man just coming out and doing something positive and taking that and flipping it, applying the same knowledge and flipping it in this corporate world and getting it. And you know, you have some people, they come out and they have no game plan. They don't know what to do. you know.
Yeah.
But you went in there and totally flipped the game around.
Yeah, I went like I said, I went in with the attitude that I had to do something. I just couldn't sit around for 10 years and just cry and over spilled milk. It was what it was. I was a former drug dealer, you know what I'm saying? And I went to jail for being a drug dealer. So it was a matter of me to change my whole attitude and my outlook on life and do something positive. So that was my goal in mind. And everything that I wrote about, it seemed like it's manifesting, and everything turned out good for me. I'm going to continue to stay focused and continue to...
That's what it is, man. So how did you and the real Rick Ross, you know, come into acquaintance?
Well, I was at a federal prison in Ohio, and I got transferred to a federal prison out in Texas. And when I got to that compound, Freeway Ricky Ross was there. So we automatically clicked, and we became real good friends, and we eventually, you know what I'm saying, start working out together and hanging together because, you know what I'm saying, I was kind of like a popular book author and a popular person, you know what I'm saying, and he was Freeway Ricky Ross, so he used to just come and get me, and we hang out all the time, and then I brought the idea to him, let's write a book together, I mean, and that's how we wound up writing the book, Black Scarface. You know, it's a very, very, very good book. It's going to be out soon. I actually have some people talking about hopefully making the book into a movie if everything turned out right. And there's a lot of hype on the book. It's a very, very good book. People could actually read the first four chapters on the MySpace page. And then they can see for themselves. You know, I mean, the cover is done. My publicist, Sheila Waker, got the cover created for Black Scarface and What Every Woman Wants. So we doing our thing, you know what I mean?
That's what it is, man. So tell people a little snippet of what they're expecting in Black Scarface.
Well, I wanted to come from another angle. Instead of a story starting off with a drug dealer and he got all kilos and Colombian neck and the whole same old. I actually started off from a young child and his mother, and how he come from a child to become this person, how he was groomed to be this person, how life, the obstacles of life and just the trials and tribulations of life made him into this drug dealer. So it's really about a young boy and his mother, and his overprotective mother, and his father died, and now she's raising her son, and she's raising her son to be the best man possible. She support him in anything he do, and he decides that that's the life, that's the direction he want to go, and she supports him through it no matter what. So it's a real powerful story from a whole different perspective, and people got to read it to see it.
That's what it is, man. Y'all got to definitely go out and support this brother right now and go and purchase those books, The Black Scarface, What the Woman Wants. And with What the Woman Wants, man, tell us a little snippet on that, too, especially for the ladies. You know, we kind of intrigued on that one. Tell me a little bit about that.
Well, the book is called What Every Woman Wants, and it's just about two girlfriends, you know what I'm saying, two rich, successful African-American women, you know what I'm saying? They really just looking for love, you know what I mean? But they've been looking for love through all the wrong channels, the wrong ways, and then they run into these two guys that they never expect to be involved with, something totally different, totally opposite from what they're about, and then, you know, things happen. I don't want to give up the story because the book is actually going to come out in a few weeks, but people can check out the first four chapters they at MySpace, myspace.com/whateveverywomanwants2009, and then, you know, leave their reviews or comments and check out the cover and check out some of the blurbs that people left and people gave me, other authors and people in the book industry, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
They can get so it's called What Every Woman Wants.
That's what it is, man. That's what it is. So, and with that, you know, we go on to the transition of the music. You know, you being a wonderful writer, hook writer, you know, just an artist yourself. Tell us more about the music. Well, who are some of your influences in regards to the music?
Well, I'm a big fan of Jay-Z, Biggie, you know what I mean? Tupac. I like some of the newer rappers now, like Young T.I., you know what I mean? But I like all music. I'm a big R&B fan also. I love R&B. You know what I mean? I'm talking about Marvin Gaye and Maxwell and Boyz II Men and Jodeci and you know what I mean? So I'm influenced by a lot of different music. I also like pop. You know what I mean? So it all plays a role on me. You know what I mean? It all helps with me creating and writing music.
Cool.
Not being one.
At least you listen to versatile music. You listen to all kinds of music to give you inspiration, you know. Because some people, you know, they only listen to, like, you know, only a certain kind of music or gender, you know, genre, actually. And, you know, you're versatile, and that's good, you know.
When I went to prison, I started listening to more like I never listened to that type of music. I was strictly rap, hip-hop. So when I went to prison, I started listening to Three Doors Down and Avril Lavigne and Green Day, Hootie and the Blowfish, or, you know what I'm saying? I got into a whole different type of music. Just seeing and understanding a whole other sound and seeing what was out there and not staying stuck on rap. You know what I mean? It gives me it makes me write better too and have more to say.
That's the truth. I mean, because, you know, you have to be versatile, especially in this day and age when it comes to music, because, you know, the music is just switching around so fast, you know. You never know what to expect from the music industry nowadays, you know.
Yeah. And,
you know.
I actually just wrote a hook for my rap group, ICH, Inner City Hustlers. I just wrote a hook for their first single that's coming out. It's the hook is the song is called Who Gone, and I wrote the hook to the track. So a few stations have already been playing it down south. So people will be hearing it soon. It's called Who Gone. We just did the video a few weeks back. So definitely look out for that. It's called Who Gone, the first single off the block by ICH Inner City Hustlers. So.
I need to have that in my inbox ASAP.
I'll make sure I get it to you.
That's what it is. Well, so you just wrote the hook. And so do you consider yourself more of just a writer, or you freestyle too?
No, more like a writer, because I got to see it. I got to vision it. And when I see it and I visualize it, it's easier for me to write.
Okay.
It's just so easier for me to write it once I visualize it.
Cool. That's what it is. Tell us more about the whole company, the group, and the people that's part of the group and everything like that. Tell us more about that.
The name of my company is called The Saint Entertainment, and my two partners is Darren Jeeky Lockins. He's a producer. He done produced tracks for Lil' Kim and Ray J and a few others. And my other partner is Kenneth Cheese Johnson. And my other partner is actually my publicist. She helps me a lot, and she's the vice president of my entertainment company, Sheila Waker. You know, she's a vice president. She's my consultant. I mean, keep me on point. That's really my team right there. So we're just taking it.
I got to definitely send a shout out to Sexy 716, Sheila. Sheila, you know, when I seen her down at Core DJs, because, you know, I always watch who's grind is on the internet. Sheila grinds hard. I grind, but she grinds as hard as me. And I respect her, man. That girl goes hard, and she definitely goes hard for you. And your movement, seriously.
Yeah, well, yeah. She got my back, and she always on point. Keep me on point. You know what I mean? We go through our ups and downs like everybody else, but overall, we got a good relationship, good chemistry, and I know she always got my back. And I could trust her, and that's just, you know, having somebody like that who have your back, that's a good thing, because if you fall, you know they're going to be there to catch you.
And that's the truth. Sheila is definitely that type of person. She's a very good person. I got to send a shout out. Y'all make sure y'all follow her on Twitter because she's a good person. Check her out. Sexy_716 going down. But, you know, and I'm really proud of you, Jimmy, for really doing, you know what I'm saying, what you're doing and with your music. What do you see yourself doing in the near future, you know, in regards to the music, the books and everything like that?
Well, I'm going to continue to do what I'm doing, keeping God first, you know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Trying to just be there for my family. You know what I mean? The business part, it worked itself out because I did most of the work while I was in prison. It's just a matter of just staying focused and letting everything turn out the way it's supposed to turn out. I got a good team with me. I got good young artists. And just good people in my circle, and just staying focused and staying positive, staying far away from the haters. And if I continue to do that, then only good things can happen. So the near future is, Lord willing, is going to be beautiful.
That's what it is, man. And tell the people once again where they can check you out, Jimmy.
They can check me out, man, at my MySpace, myspace.com/1_urban_author. So that's 1, 1 urban mm-hmm. underscore
author. Is that right?
Yeah.
Hello? Okay.
1. You got me?
Yeah.
It's myspace.com/1urban_author. They can check me out. Or they can go to thesaintentertainment.com.
For sure. And the last thing I wanted to ask you before I take this next caller is if you can give these youth any kind of advice, especially the ones you know they want to get into the game. They sitting here saying, oh man, you know, because sometimes you know they portray that, yo, it's all what it's wrapped up to be in the streets, flipping birds, you know, pushing bricks and all that. What kind of advice would you give some of these youth coming up in, you know, the game?
To stop as soon as possible, because nothing is going to come out of it but death or prison. Nothing at all. You don't win. It's a game that's designed and built for the individuals that get into it to lose. It's a no-win situation. I was shot, and I was sent to prison. You know what I'm saying? And by being sent to prison, I eventually changed my life around. But I was one of those same dudes that thought I had everything. I'm saying nobody can stop me. I mean, I'm the man, and that whole negative mentality, whole cocky mentality, and by the grace of God, I survived being shot 10 times and serving 9 years in federal prison. So to all the youth out there, you know what I'm saying, that's selling drugs out there, gangbanging, shooting, or doing whatever they're doing out there in the streets, I hope they stop and stop real, real soon, because nothing's going to come out of it but a bad ending. And you're going to be the only blame for yourself, because you didn't take the advice and you continued on, and you let it go in one ear out of the other. And I'm telling you from experience, nothing come out of it but prison, a prison cell, or man-made grief.
Are you going to be doing any mentoring in the future, like doing, like, you know, talking to some of these youth that are on, like danger point to the edge of, like, going to jail, just, you know, just wild and everything? Are you going to be doing some mentoring across the country and stuff?
Yeah, I mean, in time. Everything takes time. That's something I definitely would like to get into, because I wish I had someone to mentor me when I was out there on the streets. Maybe I would have slowed down. Maybe I would start writing books before I was incarcerated. But by me not having that, I had to go through all the drama and survive and go through a whole lot of craziness to realize my true gift. But definitely I would like to do something like that in the near future. And because if I could just say one thing that could touch one person, he changed his life around, then I did my job.
Yeah, because I deal with youth that are in high school that are on the verge of walking down that road, and, You know, it's always good to see somebody that, you know, took their negativity and made it positive. Especially they need to see these role models to definitely, you know, tell them that, hey, that's not the way to go. You know, so that's definitely a good look. Also, we got a show on Saturday. It's called Get Your Read On, and we're talking to different authors. So it's on strictlybun1.com on Blog Talk. I would like to invite you to come through also to tell us more about the books, too, when you get a chance.
Yeah, no problem. You know what I'm saying? Just, you know, contact my publicist. You got her personal information, and then we hook it up. Anything I can do for the youth or people out there who's trying to change their life or trying to do something positive, I don't mind being a part of.
That's what it is, Jimmy. Stanley, I got a caller coming in. I think I know this, who this is. Hi, Miss Susie. Caller from 813.
This ain't no damn Miss Susie.
Call her back.
Well, you see, I'm blowing in a mug. I'm like, Miss Susie, who the hell is that? Shouts out all my Tampa veterans, though. You know what I'm saying? That's what it is, too. No, baby, this is DJ Smells So Good.
How DJ Smells So Good? I bet you smell so good.
Yeah, baby, you already know. Hey, I've been listening in. I want to send some kudos to your brother right here on the phone, man. You know what I'm saying? I love to hear the inspiration, you know what I'm saying, come out of a bad situation. You feel me? And the way our society is set up right now with this old crooked ass media, what you just said, they are actually glorifying though, and they making your whole upbringing and your whole situation, you know what I'm saying, like that's the shit you supposed to be doing, and that's not. That is not. You know what I'm saying? All that pushing bricks, dumbass Gucci man with that old song, white bricks, all white bricks, nigga, please. If we can't direct our people, and I'm saying our people, I can't be worried about nobody else. If we can't direct our people onto a positive path, and that is through music, that's not through talking, because think about the last time you talked to a youth and you actually got to through his head. But think about when you played that song, if he didn't bop to it and got the message. So I commend you, my brother. And you know what I'm saying, I feel bad that you had to go through them through that little bid. But sometimes it takes that bid, you know what I'm saying, to really wake up to yourself and understand who you are.
Yeah, that's right.
And we do that. We all do that, whether we locked up in prison or we on the streets. And that's why you got bums and everybody that's on the streets, right? Riches from rags to riches type people. You know what I'm saying? That same mentality that you carried on. You know what I'm saying? You could have died in prison if you let yourself mentally die or physically die.
Yeah, and I've seen a lot of dudes mentally die and a few physically die.
You know, so it's like, I commend you, my brother. And thank you, Miss Lush Radio, you know what I'm saying, for being online to give this brother a voice. You know, I'm a Blog Talk host myself. You know what I'm saying? I do my shows on here. And actually, I'm coming through by the way of Vice Grip.
Okay, that's what's up.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? So his show just ended, you know what I'm saying? And I was actually hosting his show because he was out and about running around somewhere. So I went on ahead and, you know what I'm saying, and did his show. He called in, but I ran the switch and everything for his show. But then he was like, well, man, well, what you finna do? I was like, well, I don't know. Let me look around. And I was like, well, damn, he just mentioned your name. Because you're one of his, you know what I'm saying, one of his people that played his song. He was like, she played my song. She showed me much love. So I was like, well, let me go and show her some love. You know what I'm saying? So yeah, that's why I'm calling and representing. And I got Goofy Bone in the chat room, you know what I'm saying, San Jose, California. So this just showing you, like, the unity and love, you know what I'm saying, that we bring. That's to room to room.
That's what it is. Shout out to you and shout out to Vice Grip. You know what I'm saying? Definitely doing this thing, and Goofy Bone and everybody in the chat room that's definitely coming through to support me and this brother right here. Because you know what? I don't do this for me. I do this for the people. You know what I'm saying? To definitely let these people's voices be heard, to know these people's stories, because who knows when they ever get a chance. They need the voice to be heard so other people can understand what they went through, you know?
Yeah, yeah, that's real. And these are downloadable. I have to tell Vice Grip that, because he lives on the thing of, well, we only have 5 people on the show today, and that wasn't a lot of people. Fuck the people that's on the current show. No offense. But what I mean by that is, all of these shows are downloadable. So that's your biggest audience are the people that's going to actually come back for just curiosity. So all these 5 people, of course, we're going to go and talk. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, we covered this issue. We covered that issue. But it's going to be up to that individual person to come back and to find out what they missed. And that's the beauty of having these shows that are downloadable. You know what I'm saying? You can, and are in the archive. You can come back, you know what I'm saying, to keep reliving the history. It never dies. This is history in the making that never dies, that will never die.
And that's true, man. And I truly, truly appreciate you, man, for definitely coming through. And Jimmy, man, I support you. I salute you, you know, and all that you do. And we, you know, expect nothing but the best from you, and much success. You know what I'm saying? And definitely praying for you, you know. And you know, whatever that you want in life, I pray that it comes to pass. You know, seriously, because you are a good dude, and it takes a strong man to make change in his life. Because, you know, they say change comes by the willing and change comes by force. You know what I'm saying? And you made your choice.
Yeah. You know? That's advice I always like to tell me, like the famous quote from Marcus Garvey, you know what I'm saying? Us as black people, you know what I'm saying? I have to talk from us because I am a black person, sorry. But us as black people, we're not going to get ourselves... We're not going to help ourselves until our backs are against the wall. And that's a true statement, though.
One of my favorite sayings is, even in darkness, light shines on those who believe.
And that's totally true.
And I'm definitely going to get at Sheila. And I'm going to tell her about Saturday's show. I definitely want to get you on that. That show is Strictly Bump One on Blog Talk Radio at noon. It's called Get Your Read On. So all those authors out there that have those books and want to get recognized or talk about their book, come on, the show is going down on Saturday. And tomorrow we're going to have the icon, the hip-hop legend Chubb Rock, live on my show. So make sure you stay tuned for that.
You just became a favorite. Let me instantly favorite. That's my dog there now. Chubb Rock, that's a true pioneer of clean inspirational rap. I mean, you know what I'm saying? What's your boy? Come on. Bo Dilla D. Heavy D. Heavy D, there we go. He was the Heavy D of his prime. You know what I'm saying? It came out with just clean lyrics, party lyrics, but you know what I'm saying? Positive, good music that ain't have to do all the. He was the Will Smith of his time. Let me even take it further than that. He was the Will Smith of his time, and that's my dog, Chubb Rock. Shouts out to him.
That's what it is, man. And like I said, I want to thank everybody for coming through, because I'm about to get back into the music. You know, this is Lush Radio Rock, but I had to take this day out to definitely do an interview with, you know, Jimmy the Saint, because he has a very inspirational story, and it needs to be heard, you know. And that's why I had to take this time out to do this. And I'm very proud of you, Jimmy, for all that you're doing, you know. It's positive movements that you're doing, and continue to keep doing the positive things that you're doing. And one more time for the people, tell the people where they can check you out, because they live in the chat room and they ready.
Oh, they can check me out at thesaintentertainment.com or my MySpace, myspace.com/oneurban_author. And then also check me out at TheUrbanBookSource.com. They just did a story on me, and I'm also in this month's issue of the Fez magazine. So, I mean, got a lot going on.
Okay, you said, and what did you say, The Saint Entertainment?
Yeah, TheSaintEntertainment.com.
Is that ENT or the whole word entertainment?
The whole word.
Because I'm trying to look it up, and it gave me something.
It's DASAINT Entertainment.
Oh, the Saint. Oh, come on now. You know, come on, brother. Come on, brother. Now, you thank you. You saying the when you know we say the. So if I'm trying to be politically correct, I'm in here typing Thomas some T-H-E. There ain't no T-H-E finna pop up.
No, it's Jimmy Saint. That's Saint. D-A-S-A-I-N-T. And you can just Google me and everything will pop up. But like I was saying, I'll be in next month's issue also of Street Elements magazine.
Okay,
oh, yeah,
cool.
Down here in the Bay. That's down here in the Bay, right? Down here in Florida.
Yeah, Rick Ross will be on the Rick Ross cover, and I got a feature story inside. So definitely
and
check
where,
that
and
out.
And where you out of?
I'm out of Philadelphia, Pennsylvania.
Oh, Philly. Oh, shit. And you all the way down here in Florida, shit?
Yeah, I got friends down there. Right, Lush?
Yeah.
I'm just saying, that's some big shit, because these local little cats down here, you know what I'm saying, find it hard to get in the street elements.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah.
Well, I know the owner, Miss Martha.
Mm-hmm.
What?
I also know Mo Better. She hosts down there in Tampa Bay, and she writes for the magazine.
Mo Better? What? Yeah, well, that's just, you know, it's always a small world. We be thinking this shit is big. It's smaller than a mother. this is actually a small world we live in, you know what I'm saying? So that's definitely what's up. I'm definitely trying to check you out online, man, and, you know what I'm saying, link and network with you. So I guess I will have to do the Google. I'm a person that stays away from Google, but I ain't finna go all into that. But I'll still use it to look you up and –
Definitely, I'll get you in contact with his publicist. Sheila definitely, you know, sets everything up and makes sure that everything, you know, is on point. So I can definitely get Sheila's information, you know. So make sure you support Jimmy the Saint. The books are out and they're dropping. You know, make sure.
Damn. 10 years?
Make sure you take the whole line. Purchase the whole line of books, from the first book all the way down to the last. The album's dropping, the video's dropping. You know, it's going to be crazy, man. I mean, he about to bring out a storm, see more things with him and Rick Ross. You know what I'm saying? You got, you know, the Black Scarface. It's going down, man. It's about to be crazy.
Oh,
and
there you go. I got the link for you, too. I'm dropping the link in the chat room for you. So for people that are in there, you know what I'm saying, they can click on it, and that's
Lush.
The link.
Yes,
hey,
Lush,
my rap
group,
it's called ICH, it stands for Inner City Hustlers, and they actually plan our new song. Is one of the most requested songs is on Mo's station, Hawk Radio, is the song Who Gone. She's been playing it for a month.
Oh, okay, that's what's up.
Oh, this is hot. Now, you got MP3s. You can check out some of your music. Okay, that's definitely what's up.
Y'all need to go ahead and watch your man right there, man. Definitely doing this thing, man. The site is hot. The book cover is hot. The album cover, man, it's going down, man. Hey, it ain't no game.
Oh, that Sheila Waker? All right, shout out Sheila Waker. All right.
I need a Philly cheesesteak, though, real talk. No, I ain't faking. I need a Philly cheesesteak.
Lush, where you at?
I'm in the DMV, in the DMV area right now and stuff. But I get around, man. I mean,
what is the DMV?
D.C., Maryland, Virginia area.
Thank you. Girl, I'm from Florida, baby. You got to talk English. I ain't know what. I'm thinking you talking about you had a driver's license office. I'm like, what you doing now? You working there or something? Okay, that's what that's the DMV is the driver's division of motor vehicles. So, girl, you worldwide. You know, you're talking worldwide. So, you know, I didn't even know. You got to put me on that page now.
That's what it is, man. So, you know, also, man, make sure you guys download the toolbar. This show is sponsored by Diverse Media Group LLC. Definitely do all the marketing and stuff for us. We have another caller on the line. Jimmy, I want to say thank you, and make sure she gets that in my inbox ASAP so I can put that in rotation, okay?
Okay, I'll definitely make sure you get all that. Thanks for having me on your show.
Hey, can I ask him one quick question? Because this
ahead.
On your MySpace, it says Black Scarface, a novel by Jimmy the Saint. And Freeway and Rick Ross. So, I mean, did you all collectively get together and write this book?
No, it says a novel by Jimmy the Saint and Freeway Ricky Ross. Rick Ross, that's Freeway Ricky Ross that was on BET American Gangster.
I don't watch TV, brother. I'm sorry.
I
ain't watched TV in like over 3 years, man. You can be telling me something. I don't know what you're talking about.
This is the real rapper. CIA kind of set him up on some stuff, man. This is the real Rick Ross.
Okay, so the novel is based on his life?
No, it's a novel. It's just a novel. It's just a story written. We just co-wrote the story together.
Okay.
It's Freeway Ricky Ross. I mean, he's the person that the rapper Rick Ross used his name.
Right.
This is the actual guy that just got out of federal prison.
That same shit for damn 50 Cent biting ass niggas. I don't know what the hell wrong with them niggas, man. Y'all biting real thugs' names and glorifying it like, yeah, be me. That's the problem right there, though. Now these cats get out of prison. Now they can't even really come back and be no positive spokespeople because you dumbass niggas done ruined their name. I'm saying as far as Rick Ross and 50, they done ruined this person's name to come out and do what you doing, Jimmy. You feel me? Like, he can't come out and put himself in, like, I've changed. That's not me no more. Because these stupid motherfuckers done turned his whole image into this MTV shit.
Yeah, well, the truth is, he's changed his whole attitude, his whole life around. He's actually in the process of putting out a reality series. It'll be out real soon. This shit, the real Freeway Ricky Ross, and it's about changing his life after all these years he just did in federal prison. And so it's gonna show a good light on Rick. I want to give a shout out to Rick. I talked to him the other day. You know what I'm saying? That's my man, one of my closest friends. I'm talking about Freeway Ricky Ross. He's a good dude. You know what I'm saying? So y'all be checking him out soon on a reality series.
So that's what Freeway got his name from too?
Yeah, I don't know if Freeway got his name from Rick, but
Yeah,
but Rick Ross did get that name from him. We all know that. Biting ass nigga, whatever.
Rick's name.
That nigga biting.
Rick's name is really Rick Ross.
That's his real name.
Yeah, his name is Rick Ross.
So the Freeway was his nickname. But you know, on that note, we got two more callers live in the building, man. You know what I'm saying? Lines is blowing up real quick. So let me bring this caller. Caller from the 843. You're live in the building with Jimmy the Saint, author, and, artist. You're live in the building with your girl, Lushy Lush, and Jimmy the Saint. What's poppin'?
Hello, everybody. How's everybody feeling today?
Hi, Miss Susie. How you doing today?
Fine. How's everything going?
Everything's going great. I'm live with this inspirational author right here. You know, he, you know, took his, you know, the life of, you know, the negativity and made it into positive, you know, into a positive thing. You know, basically, you know, he did his time. He did time with the real Rick Ross. He came out in that time that he spent in there, you know, he wrote several books, you know, and put it on the market, and he's out now. You know, God bless him, he's out now, and you know, he's writing his books and doing his music and just doing a lot of positive things with himself.
Sounds good to me. Sounds real good.
Mhm.
What's your guess?
Do you have any questions for Jimmy before he goes?
Jimmy, how long have you been writing?
Well, I started writing. I went to federal prison in 2000, and I started writing maybe a month after I went in. I just started writing, so 9 years.
Oh, that's good. That's really good. So
yeah,
you really like writing.
Well, I didn't have nothing else to do, and I wasn't going to sit around and cry.
Well, you didn't have to write. You could have been reading. I'm just saying you must have liked it because you really got into it.
I got more into it after I wrote my first book and I let the inmates read it, and everybody was like, "Jim, that's good, man. That's a real book." And And it just inspired me to write another one, even much better. And that's what happened. So they liked my second one, and then it just kept going and kept going. I was actually writing just so the guys could check out my stuff, and they was just like loving it. And everybody was passing my books all around the compound, saying they just as good as the books that was out published. And that's how it happened. Terry Woods was actually one of my friends from the streets before I went to federal prison. Terry Woods, the author of True to the Game, she wrote me a few times while I was in jail. And, you know, she was telling me to keep my head up and all that while she was out there pushing her book, True to the Game. She was my friend from the streets because we both from the same area in West Philly.
Wow.
That's good. I wish you the best of everything you put your hands on.
That's what's up. Miss Susie, you know, she's my wonderful friend, and she's a spiritual reader, you know what I'm saying? And, you know, she definitely, you know, gives spiritual readings if you want, but, you know, it's not something that's forced, but she, you know, gives spiritual readings, and she's sometimes my co-host. Make sure you check out www.mzsuzzie.com, Miss Susie.com. Get your spiritual reading on, you know what I'm saying? We got one more caller. Miss Susie, stay on the line with us. She's going to stay on it. We got one more caller live in the building. Caller from 408, you're live in the building with Lushy Lush and Jimmy the Saint, author and artist.
Hi, Jimmy the Saint. My name is Billy, and I was wondering, did Ricky Freeway, Ricky Ross, was he upset that the Rick Ross, the singer, took his name and profited off of him?
Well, he wasn't really upset. You know what I'm saying? We used to talk about that all the time. He wasn't really upset. I mean, he was a little disappointed, but, you know what I mean, because the guy was out using his name or whatever and wasn't using it in the light that Rick would have preferred it and all that. But they talked a few times. The rapper actually sent Rick his number to call him and all that kind of stuff. They talked a few times, and there's a whole lot with it, but he wasn't really all upset like that. It was bigger than that for Rick. Rick was more upset. The truth was with Def Jam, the people behind Rick Ross, the rapper, his label, because he was looking at it like they did it as a promotional stunt and everything, and he was just a pup. So he was more upset with the label behind Rick Ross than actual the rapper, because he knew it was bigger than him.
Okay.
It was the puppet that he was upset with, not the puppet.
Okay. Okay. Well, another thing is couldn't he like sue him, like using his name, like can't he like trademark his name and like sue him?
Well, you know what I'm saying? I don't really know the details of all that. I mean, I know he was a little upset with Def Jam and the label and everything, but Rick is so he's a positive guy.
He's changed.
You know, he's just such a positive guy. He was like one of my closest friends, my mentor. He's just so focused on doing right and doing good, so he didn't let that bother him. You know what I'm saying? I mean, you got to know Rick, you know what I'm saying, to see what I'm talking about. But he's a good dude. You should check out some of his blogs, you know what I'm saying? And also check out Freeway Enterprise, his social network.
Okay, because I'm doing, like, a documentary on how, how rappers use, like, other people, like, names to profit, you know, game. And I heard a rumor, I don't know if you could answer this, did Rick Ross actually ask for stories of the rapper Rick Ross asked for stories to Freeway Rick Ross? So,
well, I really don't know that, and I was with Rick every single day for 2 years. I mean, but there's a lot of things we talked about, but I never recall him saying anything like that to me before. I mean, I know he talked to the rapper a few times, I mean, but like I said, you can check out his site. It's freewayenterprises.com. You can sign up. It's a social network. It's real, real popular. You know what I mean?
Okay.
So
can you post those in the chat room?
A lot of blogs on there. You can check out and read and exclusive new pictures. And there's a lot going on with Freeway Ricky Ross.
Okay. All right, brother. Well, thank you for your time, and stay positive, and I'm glad you're out, brother. And keep doing your thing, and, you know, if you got a gift that God give you, please use it, you know?
Definitely will. Thanks for calling.
All right, brother. You have a good day.
You too.
Bye.
Bye.
That's what's up, man. You getting all these callers and stuff, Jimmy.
That's what's up.
That's what's up, Jimmy. I'm really glad to have you on the show today, man. That was definitely a good look, man. So I know you real busy. I know like 50 million people might be calling you or calling your publicists and stuff. But I just wanted to tell you, man, I'm thank you, and you know, it was a blessing to have you on the show. For real.
Thank you so much. Thanks for everybody calling in. You know what I'm saying? Look forward to maybe doing it again soon. Just your boy, your mind, Jimmy the Saint, trying to do my thing, you know what I'm saying? And like, as long as I continue to keep God first and stay focused, everything will manifest.
Definitely.
And remember, even the darkness light shines on those who believe.
That's what it is. God bless you, definitely. And we'll have more of you on the show, man. Don't act like it's just today, and don't act like you a stranger now. Don't act like a stranger now.
Oh, I'm gonna visit your area anyway. I got some friends down in D.C.
That's what's up. I definitely got to get that exclusive, photo out real quick. You know what I'm saying?
Virginia also. You in the Virginia area?
I'm not that far from Virginia. Depending on what part of Virginia, I'm close to Northern Virginia.
I was down in Virginia right before I got incarcerated. I went to visit and meet Teddy Riley in Virginia Beach.
Oh, okay.
At Future Studios, Future Sound Studios, where you cross that Chesapeake Bay Bridge.
Huh. Wow, okay.
Yeah, I was down there with my group, my rap group, in 99. Long time ago. And I got some good friends out in D.C., in Baltimore, a lot of good dudes down there. So that's my area. I got some friends down there.
Man, that's what's up, man. You definitely got to come up. We got rock when you come down here, man. You got to holler at me when you come through. You know what I'm saying? I know a couple of cats, you know, they got little, DVD magazines out here in the area that definitely circulate heavy, people that do their shows and everything. And it'd be great to actually see your group perform out here. That'd be hot.
Yeah, if you just get with my publicist, you know what I'm saying, you hook it up, and we definitely come through the first chance we get.
That's what it is, man. Yeah,
hey, another,
go ahead, sweetie.
Can I give you my rap group's MySpace page?
Yeah, go ahead, baby. Go ahead and plug it in.
MySpace.com/InnerCityHustlers1. Not O-N-E, the number one. And then y'all can check out two songs and the CD cover and a lot of little other things, some pictures and all that.
That's what's up. Definitely. Make sure y'all support him and his movement. You know what I'm saying? Go get those books. Go ahead and, you know, call in all DJs. Get the song. Put it in a rotation. You know what I mean? Support this positive, gentleman doing his thing. Go ahead and do your thing. Do your do. You just officially got stamped by your boy Jimmy the Saint, the author and artist and activist. For real. That's what it is. That's what it is, Jimmy. I'm going to definitely hit you up on the flip side and holler at your publicist, okay?
Okay. Thank you so much. Bye, everybody.
Bye-bye.
Thank you. Bye. That's what it is, man. We had Jimmy the Saint live in the building. I got my girl live in the building, the one and only Miss Susie.
Holla.
Make sure y'all check out www.mzsuzzie so you can get your spiritual readings and stuff. We also still have DJ Smell Good live in the building. But I want you guys to hold on. When we come back, we'll have DJ Smell Good and Miss Susie. We're going to go back to some more rock, you know what I'm saying? And this is from the group Vertigo. I love them. And hold on for me, Miss Susie, okay? When we come back from this song, we're going to get it in. you know.
Okay.
This one is called Knick Knack. This is from Vertigo, and we're going live. Lush Radio Rock. Get your rock on.
Music connoisseur. Are you frustrated and aggravated from listening to conventional radio? Sick and tired hearing the same lame 20 songs over and over again? You need to be listening to blogtalkradio.com/lushradioonline. Lush Radio Online. Hosted by Lushy Lush. Lushy Lush has her ear to the street and plays all the new and independent artists out there. To listen to Lushy Lush, log on to blogtalkradio.com/lushradioonline. And don't forget to call into the station, 347-826-7722. Independent artists and record labels can submit music to Lush Radio Online MP3s@gmail.com. Lush Radio Online, you just officially got stamped.
Yeah, it's your girl, Lushy Lush, and we're live back in the building. And we had the one and only Jimmy the Saint live in the building. Yes, we had Jimmy the Saint live in the building, and it went down. We had a lot of callers that called in, and we're going to go back to the lines because we have the wonderful Miss Susie. Check out www.MissSusie.com, not with the S, with the Z's, baby. It's going down, and we have DJ, I smell good. DJ smells so good. Yes. Let me correct that. But we're going to go back to the line. Shout out to Vice Good. Everybody that's in the chat room that definitely called in. Sheila, you doing your thing, girl. I see you.
You know what it is. So we got to go back to the lines. Let's radio rock. Always get my rock on. Yeah, shout out to Vertigo. Check them out on MySpace. Listen to Vertigo Music on MySpace. Check them out. Also check out Silent Disorder and Disorder We Trust. blogspot.com. Check them out and support them in their music. Definitely getting that rock on. And check out the website, www.lessradiorock.ning.com. So we're about to go back to the lines and talk our ish and see if anybody wants to get some readings on today. Call in if you want to get your spiritual reading at 347-826-7722. Ooh! So what's up, Miss Susie and DJ?
Spiritual. Get your spiritual reading on today.
Yeah.
There ain't nothing wrong with that. I'm so in touch with my spirit. Hey, I don't need nobody
to read me. I know you was going to say that.
I don't need nobody to read me.
Because you be reading everybody else.
Spirit.
That's why.
I guess that's why. Hey,
that's why.
I understand my gift. A lot of people don't understand they have gifts, and a lot of people don't understand that you have to wake up to your gift and realize your gift. And we all are a gift to this world. You know what I'm saying? Through each and every person, we all possess different skills, different gifts, and different things that we offer to the world. Some people are stronger. Some people are wiser. You know, it's just all about you. You know what I'm saying? And what you realize within yourself. I've realized a lot of things in myself. I'm a healer of people. I mean, I heal people through my words, not just my touch. I heal people through my words. I mean, a lot of people just want me to talk, and that makes they feel better, just like Vice Grip. You know what I'm saying? I mean, this brother here, you can play one of his songs, and his song will instantly calm you down. His song, I don't care how mad you are, his song will bring you back down to this so-called planet Earth that we are living on.
Oh, that's good. That's
really good. You know, and he's real powerful for that. So I applaud you, Miss Lady. For what's your name again? I don't want to call you that because I call people Miss Lady if I don't know their names.
Which one? We got two ladies on the line.
What, Miss Spiritual Reader? I'm sorry, Miss Lush. I know your name, baby.
my name is Miss Susie.
Miss Susie. Okay, yeah, there we go, Miss Susie. So I applaud you, you know what I'm saying, for your abilities. And we all have abilities that we just have to realize. And once we do, then we'll realize who we truly are as people.
So true.
Talk about these gifts that people possess. Let's talk about these gifts that people possess, you know, these spiritual gifts. Let's talk about it. Sometimes are we aware of our spiritual gifts? Or do sometimes it's just too strong that we're scared of our gifts? Sometimes?
No, we're dumbed down by the media that's trying to keep you away from your true gift and understanding the true person that you are. I mean, they tell you that you have gifts by showing you in TV programs, movies, and miscellaneous commercials. I mean, they tell you. That's what telling lies through a vision, that's the whole thing about telling lies through a vision is. You know, we're going to tell you what you won't believe. What's that?
Miss Susie.
Yes.
What you feel about that? About our gifts? Are we scared of them sometimes?
Well, you know, each individual is different. Everybody's different, you know. I can't never speak on the next person gift because sometimes people don't even know they have a gift. Sometimes they don't even seek out to see, you know, what they have of themselves. You know, some people is just destroyed by listening to others most of the time or not even believing in themselves. And if you do have a gift and if you wasn't loved right from the beginning, you never think anything of yourself to even let your gift come out. So there's so many different ways that you can find out that you have a gift. But the first way, as I see it, is to really be a prayer, a believer, and trust in yourself. Because if you can trust in yourself, you bring out everything about yourself out without worrying about it, the next person like it or not.
Amen.
Mm-hmm. I agree with that.
The truth about that.
You agree with that.
So the way of life
the way people live their life, do you feel like it's people's life and society are more governed by TV and society other than just, you know, their spiritual belief?
Well, you know, one thing I've learned about life itself is you never speak on anybody. You always say what you think. And I feel that the TV sometimes destroys people. You know, I feel that your neighbor could destroy you, or even your best friend could destroy you, because if you really look at what's happening in the world today, it's always someone else introduced someone to something, and it could destroy you, could destroy the world. It could do anything, but it's always, they say, a friend or somebody you trust. You understand? So therefore, you have to be in control of your own life. You have to be realized that, just like the young man said before, he doesn't even watch TV. And you can't blame him, because there's nothing on TV he feels he wants to see. Now, I feel some channels I don't even turn on. But, you know, you have to have control over your own life. And this way you can't blame nothing on anybody else when something goes wrong.
Yeah. That's true.
I had another thing to throw at you guys, right? You know, sometimes, you know, we all are our own individuals. We have different shades, different sizes, different mentalities, different backgrounds and stuff. And, you know, the way we address things and the way that we deal with situations might not be the way that other people address things and view things the way you do. I think the hardest problem for us as individuals, I guess, is just to understand and to know that everybody is different. And they can't be like you. I think that's hard. I know I find it hard just sometimes. It's something that I'm getting over, but it's hard just to know that people just aren't like you. They don't see things the way you see it, you know. And then sometimes you get frustrated.
People,
you know?
But the thing of it is all people are us. And I'm going to leave it to the bottom line of that. I mean, you are trying to be what you are not, but it's just because you are not directly that. But you are the descendant of that. Just like I'm a descendant of Africa, but I've never been to Africa. I don't talk to plenty of African people, but I'm a descendant of Africa. So, I mean, every color comes from one color. It's no racism until you bring it here to the United States. I done been to Germany. I done been to Italy. I done been to a few countries. Ain't nobody treated me worse until I come from where it's being taught. From you know, an adolescent, it gets taught to us. By the time we're 10 years old, we already know what a nigga and a cracker is. And we already know how to say it out of our mouth, because half of the youths that walk around my block right now, that's all they, oh, that's the crackers right there. And they referring to police. Oh, that's my nigga right there, though, when they say that's my friend. And you calling your friend the most derogative word that's in our really that's in our English language, because it don't describe nothing but a dumb, idiotic person. That's what a nigga is. So a nigga is not a color at all. But it's painted to us, you know what I'm saying, like it's a cool word. It's even in the videos now, you know, and it makes it acceptable. So, you know, that's just my personal opinion, though. Just like everybody got their own personal opinion. Hey, it's just a personal opinion.
How you feel about that, Miss Susie?
Well, you know, he said a lot, and it's true in, you know, so many ways that, but, you know, myself, I really don't look at a person, but just that it's just another human being, and if something goes wrong and I can help him, I will. But, you know, I can't get into the colors and what this one got and that one don't have. I really can't, because, you know, I'm a spiritual person, and, you know, if I love God, I have to love people. And we have all kinds of people. And there's some people in this world don't even understand what's going on today. So you can't fault them because they don't understand. Either you care for the person or you don't care for them. And that's the way I look at it, and I love people.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, my upbringing, me personally, I'm brung up here in the South, so, you know, I'm brung up on the black and white issue. Even though I've been other places, and people come up to me and touch my skin because they never seen black people, or they don't have the true interaction, they never had true interaction with a black person. I've had that. You know what I'm saying? The Lord blessed me to be able to go other places outside of my box that I was born up in.
Right.
You know, we all born into a box, and unless you get outside that box to see what's over that box, it's a whole world out there. It's a whole world of love, peace, and unity. When on my show, this dude gonna tell me there's no such thing as unity.
No, you know, I wasn't really getting into the whole, the race thing had nothing to really do. What I was trying to say was that the fact in regards to, like, you know, just the way you perceive things and, you know,
and
just,
somebody else,
you know, just common things that you think is common sense that just people can't do, that don't, people just don't do it, you know, and it's just like, sometimes it gets frustrating to you because you have to realize and you have to accept, maybe they weren't taught this. Maybe they weren't raised like this. Maybe they didn't get the fundamentals you did growing up. So you have to deal with that. And sometimes it's hard for people to deal with that.
Yeah. Well, that's a place, too. That's up north and down south. Like, up north, they call each other God. You know what I'm saying? Which up until 30, until I'm 31 now, until I turn 30, I really never understood why they always call each other God. I never understood that. You know what I'm saying? Until I turned 30 and I opened up my first book and actually started reading.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't mean the Curious George books. I mean real books that give you understanding on life.
Not everybody calls each other God though in New York.
No, I mean when they come down here, when they come down here, that's, I ain't never been to New York, so I can only base, you know what I'm saying, the people that I've come in contact with that's how New York is. You feel what I'm saying?
It comes from the 5%ers and stuff like that, you know what I mean?
Yeah, really? But that's what they talk about. I was born and raised in New York.
Yeah.
And I never heard that saying that he just got, I never heard that.
The word
yeah.
God? Yeah?
No.
They kill it down here. Son, what's up, son? What's up, God? And I'm like...
No, I never heard that.
I mean, I'm from New York, and I go back. I mean, you know what I'm saying? I live in the DMV area, but the 5%ers call each other gods and earths and stuff like that. But I mean, no, I mean, I don't know. Maybe they're doing that down south, but I've never personally heard people just keep on saying God and stuff like that. I've never heard that in New York.
Yeah. Yeah, they play it out like it's a bad record, which is cool. I mean, I ain't, that's your slang. We got our slang. Just like we call each other dogs, and people might not like that, you know what I'm saying? But that's how we are. That's my dog right there, you know what I'm saying? That's my homie. That's my friend. It's just another slang, you know what I'm saying? That's how I took it. It's just another slang. I mean, you know, people identify with themselves as God because, and I had to ask, but we all made in his image, which is why, you know, a lot of them call themselves God. And call each other friends God. But then a lot of people have that understanding or have an understanding that we are, God was the son, you know, he was the son of the Lord. And that's why a lot of them run around saying son. What's up, son? Hey, son. Hey, son, son this, son, son that. And
But his son was Jesus, so they still got it wrong.
This is what I'm saying, though. This is So when they come down here with their interpretations of their slang, you know what I'm saying? This is what... Until you go back and read it for yourself. Go back and read it for yourself.
Right.
Oh, man. On that note, we got another caller from a block number. Caller from the block number, you're live in the building, Lush Radio Rock, you know, and we're talking to Miss Susie and DJ Smell So Good.
Oh, wow. What's up with you?
Ain't nothing much. What's going on?
Lushy Lush. What's up, DJ? Smell so good.
All right, Pimpin, what's happening, dog? What it do?
Hey, that's Renacy, man. What's up with you?
Oh, Ren. All right, what's happening, Pimpin? All right, yeah. I got Renacy's music, you know what I'm saying?
I didn't catch the other young lady there, but you know.
Oh, that's Miss Susie. Let me introduce her. That's Miss Susie.
Thank you.
Miss Susie. How you doing, Miss Susie?
I'm fine, and you?
I'm doing okay. Wait. Let me back up. Let me rewind. I think I do know who Miss Susie is.
Oh, yeah?
I think I do know who you are, right? Yeah. I think we chopped it up. I caught in last week's show. I think you was on there.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. I do remember that. So, yeah, my bad. What's up, y'all? I had to catch myself up, you know what I'm saying? Gather my thoughts and put them together like Legos.
Hey, let me ask you something, Ren. Where you from?
Oh, man, I'm born and bred in Northern California, you know what I'm saying?
Okay, North Cali. So, y'all ain't really on the God or Sun type slang.
What do you mean, the gods and earth and...
No, yeah, like we were just talking about, like the brothers down here that claim they from New York, New Jersey, all these up north places, they come down here with the slang of "What's up, God? What's up, son?" And I mean, they use it every single way you go when they claim up north. Now they might be from Puerto Rico, but they claim in New York. You know what I'm saying? I'm like, damn, bro, you sound more Spanish than you do any kind of New York accent. Well, no, son, you know, son, I was from I'm born and raised in New York, son, but I'm from New. What? You from Puerto Rico, man? You wasn't born. You was born in Puerto Rico, raised in New York City. So you from Puerto Rico?
Man, it's really one of these things, right? You know, I got love for my people, no matter where we at, all over the whatever, the African diaspora, whatever. You know what I'm saying?
No.
My people from everywhere. You feel me? But
basically.
It's kind of crazy. The whole New York thing is crazy, man. It really is. And New York be kind of on some. I don't know what you want to call it. I'm gonna try to use a very sensitive word.
We got the DMV up in here. Hold on.
No, hold on. The DMV ain't got nothing to do with New York. DMV.
Hold on. I gotta be careful with that because, like I said. I'm still from New York, but I live in the DMV, and I still got family there. And Miss Susie was born and raised there. So, kind of like, you know.
My little brother live in New York. You know that. I got ties there. So, but, nah, but come on, man. I told you this before, Lush. New York kind of think, like, if and as far as the music scene, I can use that as an example. If New York ain't winning, then hip-hop is dead. That's kind of like. That's kind of like they perspective on things, and they stay suggesting in so many ways, man.
Ask Miss Susie, does she feel the same way? Do you feel that too, Miss Susie?
I'm not saying all. That's the whole thing. I don't say all. There is no such thing as all, but a lot of people over there do feel like that.
Miss Susie, how do you feel about that, Miss Susie? Miss Susie, is he in a...
Okay, since Miss Susie ain't speaking, right, I'm
going
to...
Yeah, man,
let's
jump in.
This is what I asked to support my claim right here, Lush. Are you there? Lush. This is what I'm adding to... Well, DJ smells good. This is what I'm adding to support my claim, right? I've been on internet radio shows. I've been on regular radio shows, and they make remarks like this. Like, you know, rap just doesn't have any... content anymore. It's all about club shit, or it's all about booty popping and club music. So when I know when they talking about club, they specifically aiming at the South. But when they talking about gangster music, they talking about the West Coast. Those are just
right.
those little words that they not just coming at us direct. You know what I'm saying? And it's a blow. It's a low blow to the West Coast and to the South, who are
to rap. Period. Because rap is the whole genre of music. If you pop off the trip hop, hip hop, this hop, that hop, everything spawns off of rap. Period. Every black person can rap. I don't care what you say. You can rap. You can put two words. I'm going to bingo because I like the lingo. That's rap. That's rapid. It might be a simple form of it, but you feel me? But poetry is rap. Yeah, but poetry is rap.
I'm really not that hardcore. I got love. Believe me, man. I got favorite rappers from New York to Cali to down south. You know what I'm saying? And I like them for what they do. It don't matter if they do club singles or some people. You know, I listen. I'm a variety person, man. So if that's all you like to listen to is one type of rap. Man, something wrong with you.
Yeah, a type of rap, which is what I'm talking about.
Listen, man. This is my rock show, okay? And I'm talking about...
But rock came from rap. Rock came from rap. It wasn't no... I mean, well, no, let me get that. I'm sorry, I'm twisted. Rock. rap came from rock. Okay, thank James Brown and everybody before that for creating this form of rock. You know what I'm saying? But they was rapping before they was rocking.
Exactly. And they was blacking before it was anything. Mm-hmm. So all that came from black. Let's keep it
they
like
was
that.
They was writing poetry before there was rap. That's where our rap comes from. It's just poetry with rhythm.
Black music, man. That's what it essentially was, black music. You know what I'm saying? Whether it was doing some jazz, some rap, some rock. I mean, come on, man.
I gotta give a shout out to Jimi Hendrix, you know what I'm saying?
Definitely Jimmy. You know? Definitely
there.
Jimmy now. He woke our eyes up on what real rock and roll was.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, while niggas was just in that bitch playing around with the banjo and everything, he came out with the whammy bar. He showed white folks what a whammy bar is really all about. He showed them what these strings on this whole guitar is really all about. This is what true sound should come out of a guitar.
And to the white listeners who may be listening, you know what I'm saying, just kick back, go get you a pen and a pad and soak up some history. Don't be offended because we're saying it's black, because it is. Don't be offended about that. Go get you a pen and a pad and take some notes right here.
Is that Miss Susie right there?
Yeah, because they're telling the truth. And they stole some of our music, too. Just because we didn't have the money to put it out, they stole the music. There's a lot of things they did to black people's music. You know? I don't know how Evers ever made it.
If music was conducted like college, that would be called plagiarism. You'd be kicked out, expelled.
Right.
But then at the same time, if that was the case, our whole country was plagiarized. So
you're right.
Then what is that? What you taking that all the way back to the foundation of this country, which is all stolen off the backs of the Egyptians and the whole country of Africa, which still lies there to this day, from everything from your music to culture to religion. It's still there in Africa, laying right there for you to take your ass back, look it up yourself.
America got a few things, man. America created hot dogs and bologna.
Man, we didn't create jack shit. We didn't create jack shit.
A few things,
We created racism. That's the only thing the United States of America is responsible for is racism. That's it. They did a good job at that, but that's all they did. They raised us all in racism raised us all to hate each other.
Man. And bologna and hot dogs, too. That was a major...
But that's a killer, brother. That's a killer. That's a killer, though.
I'm just saying it is what it is. I'm not crowning them or nothing for it, but, you know, it is what it is.
Mm-hmm. I got a question, though. To this day, can anybody tell me what's really in hot dogs, dog? Real talk.
Pork byproducts, chicken byproducts, this byproduct, it's a whole by. It's a bunch of byproducts, meaning whatever the hell is in there, it was by something else.
and whatever is in hot dogs is whatever leftover from that animal, like the eyeballs.
It's everything grinded together. Take the meat and grind it together.
But people didn't want to believe me, and they thought, no. That's what your damn gummy bears and all that shit that people be eating. Sorry, gummy worms, gummy bears, yes. All that is made off of byproducts of a pig or some kind of animal.
Mm-hmm.
Byproduct of it. Yes, I'm sorry. All them delicious gummy bears, you be munching on, that is a pork byproduct. Yes, it is.
Shout out to all them gummy bears out there, man.
Dang. Man, I'm sorry, baby. I'm sorry. Gummy worms, gummy bears. I told that to my homeboy. He just got married. On his marriage day, we sitting at the Golden Corral. This nigga came back to the table with a whole bowl full of gummy bears. And he talking about he don't eat pork. I said, bro, you talking about you eat pork? What you think that is, man? I made a nigga pour the whole bowl of gummy bears out, man. It's like,
oh, boy.
Right,
sorry, man. I'm sorry. Yes. The fluoride that you putting in that you keep putting that toothpaste in your mouth. Yes, that fluoride is the same fluoride that is inside your radiator that is keeping your car cool. I'm sorry, but yes. I do not use toothpaste. I use baking soda. There's a lot of things that have been put in place to kill you and then call you personal harm. There's a lot of things in this world that do not that are, that you think are so safe or so innocent. Just like it's fluoride, if you go into your Walmart, local Walmart, look at the baby formula or look at the baby water, it says fluoride. Now added fluoride.
And that, you know what? It's that's an interesting point, man. And to support that, right? I'm gonna say this.
They try to kill us. They try to kill us.
Thank you. Thank you. Basically, that's the bottom line.
I was coming from a different angle because you always hear these bulletins. You always hear these new discoveries like people are developing cancers here from this, from that, from the and then especially when you hear the one about the sun is causing this and that and that. You know what I mean? I believe maybe to some degree, but I'm like, come on, man. My people, we're from one of the hottest continents on
you
the face
get
of
your
the
strength.
Earth.
You get your strength from
yeah.
the sun.
And
we
see,
are sun
yeah.
people. We pray truthfully to the sun god.
I'm saying, but for years, we lived on the continent of Africa, and we didn't have no cancerous problems, man. So I'm
we
like,
still don't.
I mean, you know, we
still don't.
It's not us. They try to make it like it's us because they don't want to scare their own folks. But we know where the cancer lays at. It goes to brother, sister, even kids in their family. Come on.
Thank you. Swine flu, all this new shit that just come, just catching up with them. Come on now, a swine flu? Cook your damn food.
All of that stuff is man-made. All of that stuff, swine flu, anthrax.
AIDS, everything is man-made. It was not there before, so how in the hell is it there afterwards?
Yeah.
We came from worse to better. We didn't come from better to worse. We came from worse to better. I mean, all this modern technology, and you telling me that nobody was dying from nothing back in the days?
Mm-hmm.
Except for polio?
Mm-hmm.
Come on, man.
You didn't even hear about retarded kids back those days. Ain't nobody was losing no baby. The baby come out slobbing and stuff.
Man.
I never heard that. Come on. These people just come up with all kinds of things. They had no vitamins back that day. They had no aspirin. You know,
to me, the past is malnutrition. Didn't know no knowledge, and yet they still survived and didn't have no medications, modern day medications like we have. But yet they've been doing brain surgery since 4,000 years ago in Egypt.
Mm-hmm.
They've been plucking your brain out, tweaking your brain up, and taking cancer out your brain. We've been on that. This plagiarism of what we are living in today is just a mimic of that, and it's a bad mimic. It's a very bad mimic of where we truly come from. That's why they always talking about something go back to Africa. They don't want black people to truly go back to Africa and truly find out our roots. They don't want that. They tell you that because it's just like an opposite effect. If I tell you what to do, you will not do it.
Uh-huh.
Mm. Oh, we get deep tonight.
I mean, the truth is the truth. I mean, every time you turn around, as soon as something's quiet, they want to bring something out to disturb every person out of here. Especially if they're poor, the average person who won't have anything, they're going to make them think they're going to die tomorrow.
There you go. Hey, that's, man.
In addition to that, though, you know what I'm saying? Africa is that's first. You know what I'm saying? But America, for black Americans, is second. Why? Because we built this. So,
right.
You know what I'm saying? We don't got to walk away. We don't got to walk away from our investment, white people.
No, but look at the symbolism. If you could get into a plane and start flying over a few of these states, especially Washington, especially the DMV, you will see a lot of signs that we left behind. A lot of signs that let you know that that was black shit that was built. From the way the Pentagon was built to a lot of secret doors and everything in the Capitol, we left our mark so heavy, we just need to open up our eyes and like, damn, yeah, that, okay. Take you all the way back with Wesley Snipes now. That's why they don't like that brother. That brother is so deep in thinking that when he came out with the vampire movie, And he's showing you all the symbolism that's on the wall. He just trying to wake us up secretly, black people, that these are the signs that our people left behind for us to damn recognize that this is our shit.
Hey, but you know what? Wesley Snipes didn't only just do it secretly. Wesley Snipes produced a wonderful documentary on one of our greatest historians, John Henry Clark, man. For those who do know, I mean, for those who don't know, go get it. And for those who do know.
What is it called? I got the internet.
I'm not sure what the actual title is, but it's about John Henry Clark,
okay.
Man. Dude is a great historian, man. He passed like a few years back, but dude, you know, dude is, he got it, man, the information. He was one of our
but
greatest.
Yes, he is great, but tell me, why wouldn't he pay his tax?
Just like
the man got the money now. He got money.
It's
really, really illegal, really, in the 16th Amendment. Really, they really not supposed to be paying the federal tax.
Thank you. That's why.
If you haven't been paying for a while, really, they can't touch you. But if you have and you already in the system, then they can. But you can fight it. But they still gonna take you to jail. But you have to fight that case. But they gonna let you out because all you gotta say is this is the 16th Amendment. It's illegal.
It is illegal to be taxed on your labor. Not the food you consume, not when you go into the grocery store, but for when every time you clock in from that 9 to 5, those hours that's your cash. That's supposed to be your cash, untaxed.
But you know there are some little specifics to that though. Like there's loopholes, man. Like it's certain shit that apply to people who get arrested.
But you heard what you just said. There's a law, and then these crony motherfuckers that created loopholes on the side to get out of the law.
And exactly, but my whole thing is this, right? We gotta be professors of all of that, man. We gotta study law, we gotta study history, we gotta study sociology, we gotta study psychology, we gotta study it. We gotta study all those disciplines, man, so that we don't get caught up.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? So if you become a professor and a master of all of that, you know what I'm saying? You don't get caught up. You know what I'm saying?
That's what me and Miss Susie say. And on, you know, check out Strictly Bump One on Saturday. Miss Susie and us and Bump, and Jay will be co-hosting on the show. Reading is fundamental, dog. Get your read on.
It's so fundamental, man. They did that all the way back in house party. Reading is fundamental. They showed you just how stupid that dude was, though. It wasn't to be mean or anything, but it's just, look, y'all need to, if y'all want to be like this dumbass goof, you know what I'm saying, and he telling you reading the fundamental, then that's what the fuck you finna be. Read.
Right.
Read. Yeah. They tell you that they hide the most information is in books. Mm-hmm. It ain't got nothing to do with money. It's the key to happiness is inside books. Read and find that key.
And I understand that. I don't want to go off on a tangent of attacking those who've been victims of an oppressive system either. You know what I'm saying? Because it's different reasons why we don't read. It's different reasons why we on drugs. You know what I'm saying? There are reasons behind that, man. And, you know what I'm saying? There is no one specific reason why we don't read. And some people have legitimate excuses. I ain't making no excuses for everybody, but some people have a legitimate excuse, man. Some people do. You know what I'm saying?
They're trying to kill us.
Yeah, you can't say no bottom line in that. That's it right there. That bottom line is AIDS was created for population control in Africa, and then they was like, well, damn, we want to sleep with these motherfuckers too. So that's what ended up happening. It wasn't no fucking monkeys. Fucking no monkeys over there. It's you greedy ass motherfucking white folks created a disease that was for population control. You got too greedy. You went and slept with one of them thick, big booty, big titty ass Africans, and then you brung that shit back on the goddamn plane and infested everything else.
But AIDS wasn't just to control the population of Africa, because AIDS turned from over in America.
I mean black people. Period.
Yeah, yeah, because it
turned. I don't mean Africa. It just started way the fuck over there to bring it over here.
Like the highest rate of people who got it over here in America is African American women, unfortunately, and it started as a gay white disease. I mean, you know. Come on.
But you can't say that.
Susie, what I didn't understand was why did they have to say it was a monkey? You know, like they were some savages.
They can't outright say we was fucking y'all black women, because then they gonna be like, well, how in the hell we started fucking each other all this year and we never got that shit until you burned your cracker ass over here, and then all this shit popped up. The motherfucking Africans would have killed the shit out of every single white person they seen over there.
Hey, real spit homie. You got to Google this name right here. It's a black guy. He was a black lawyer, and I don't know if he's alive or he's passed on, but his name is Boyd Graves, right? He discovered a flowchart that was constructed by the U.S. government. Or
what?
By some government. Yeah, it's an actual flowchart that actually talks about how AIDS was created. He discovered it, so I don't know if the dude is alive to this day or if he's gone.
You can go to thetalkingdrum.com. I don't know if you ever heard of that.
No, I've heard of that. But I'm saying this dude, Boyd Graves, he's not to be slept on, because he was a not only is he a lawyer, he actually contracted AIDS himself. So
now you say Graves or Grave?
Graves, G-R-A-V, as in Victor, E-S. Yeah.
All right, boy.
It's just some information, man, and it's like a pot of gumbo, man. We all throwing shit in there, man. It's information.
Well, you got to in order to get a total picture out of it, man. I mean, because you ain't gonna know everything. I ain't gonna know everything.
Oh, nah,
it's because they got us so divided up. You feel me? The knowledge is divided up, brother.
Let them know about Talking Drum, man, because that is an excellent website.
If you want to know about the Tuskegee experiment, syphilis, AIDS, The Trilateral Commission, that's all on there. Our prison system, you know what I'm saying, and how they popping up more and more prisons, because the South is finna be the new territory for prisoners. All y'all motherfuckers from up north, west, east, y'all gonna be having your ass down here in the motherfucking South. That way, when you do escape, you know what I'm saying, they got you out in bumfuck wherever the hell, you ain't gonna be able to run too far, because you ain't gonna be able to identify with your ready surroundings.
You mean to tell me we can't get a bus to Brooklyn?
Who? Have you ever been down to the South? And I guarantee you, I can take you an hour away from Tampa, and you get dropped off, you ain't gonna know. It ain't no buses. It ain't no city signs. It ain't even no street lights. They hide niggas down here.
I was in Florida for school for 3 months. Fort Lauderdale, Florida.
Yeah, you down in Miami, what else? Shit, you might be found off in the bay.
Listen, I ain't going to be found off nothing. The job sent me there for 3 months for training. I'm back home. They ain't going to find me in no bay down there. I'm home.
Yeah, that's the thing.
Where you reside right now?
I'm in South Carolina, Charleston.
Okay, that's what's up. Okay.
I'm down here, I'm in my vacation home. My home is in New York.
Okay. Gotcha.
Okay. True that.
And I know DJ Smells so good. He from.
You already know. TAMPA, baby.
From the Bay, the other Bay.
Tampa, Florida, man.
Born and raised, man.
Yeah.
Bay, you know.
But been out of here. You feel me? I've been out of my box, man. I have been out of my box. I can say thank you and no thank you to the United States Army all at the same time.
You know what? Speaking of Tuskegee Airmen, I will be having Philip. I'm one of the living Tuskegee Airmen on the show on Street Queens The Movement. So y'all make sure y'all look out for that. It's going down.
That's deep down. Well, it ain't nobody in the chat room but me and Lush. So Lush, I'm gonna share the Talking Drum with you. You know what I'm saying? If you wanna check it out.
But it's gonna stay there, right? So people can go back and.
Well, not really, but man, I mean, you can check back on any of my shows, dog, that I do, and this is what I talk. I'm gonna tell you one thing, man. Blog Talk Radio, I love it for the freedom of speech of it, but then it's still a political system. These motherfuckers, see, I got a letter from the president, Sheila, whatever the hell her name is, and I got a letter from John Sweet, the technical dude himself. Both of them telling me that my show is set to mature now. What is this show set to? A mature rating or is it everyone?
No, it's actually for everyone at this time. I didn't expect, you know what I'm saying?
Right. Well, I'm just saying, and this is why. So I have to excuse myself for dropping F-bombs and all that in your room. Because to me, when it's set to mature rating, that means adults, 18 and up only. That's their whole thing. These people sent me a letter telling me the content of my programming is not even is wrong for mature. I have to set it to adults only.
Wow.
I said I'm not talking about sucking and all that. You know what I'm saying? I'm not talking about sex, period. I kick nothing but real knowledge when I get heated. And the other time, I'm just playing music. They sent me a letter telling me I have to change my rating to an adult only. You cannot find my show to this day. I don't care if you a friend. I don't care if you got me favorited. It takes you through hell and high water to find my show. But I've covered issues as the Willie Lynch Letter 1712. I've read books as the gods of the Egyptians. I'm finna read the book of the dead, and this is what I cover. A dude gonna tell me when I said I was finna actually have a whole show on the Willie Lynch Letter 1712. A dude gonna tell me, nah, Smell, you don't want to do that. You ain't gonna do nothing but make yourself mad. Dumbass nigga, I read that book in the seventh grade. If I really wanted to get hot and really show how ignorant of a person I was, yeah, I would go out and just start killing crackers. I'm not Nat Turner.
But at the same time, man, just to defuse that right there, right? Because it's this big issue that goes on, man. And what's wrong with having a passion and having some emotion, man? Yeah, if I read about people, my people being displayed.
Right.
I don't look at myself in the white person's eyes and say, look, man, stop, man. You're getting too emotional. You need a lot of emotional, man.
Hey. We got another call on the line, man. Y'all off the hook.
Hey, this is real, man.
Caller from the 917, you're live in the building with your girl, Lushy Lush. This is Lush Radio Rock, but we're doing our talk time with Miss Susie Renacy and DJ Smell So Good. They kind of got heated a little bit, so what's up, partner?
No, we relax. We build.
Wow, that's some strong building. I was about to hang up and just say tweeting, because woo! Hey, this got to be the job. This got to be the job.
What's up, P? You know what it is, Miss Susie?
The boss is in the building.
In the building, BX. Throw my hands up.
What's up,
NMC?
This is the up north show now, huh?
International, what you call it.
That's what I thought. Definitely international.
Y'all just getting on some heated stuff. I was like, doing my little Twitter, trying to get my numbers up, and all of a sudden I see you calling the show. I'm calling. I'm like, wow.
Yeah.
Y'all going in, but you know what?
But we always good. So you can relate to that too, man, because you know everybody has been oppressed by the same oppressor. Everybody's culture is oppressed by the same.
And it's good to have passion, like Renacy. It's good to have passion.
Hey, what's your caller? What's your name again?
My name is Emma, E2K Magazine.
It's Emma.
Okay, well now, and you are in the Bronx, New York, right now.
I'm a resident of the Bronx. Right now I'm in Philly. I'm currently living in Philly for the last couple of months, but I'm a New Yorker, though.
Wait, you in Australia?
In Philly, Philadelphia.
Oh, yeah, I'm sorry, y'all. I'm Southern. I don't know nothing about... I'm thinking Sydney, Australia, you know what I'm saying?
Don't use that as an excuse.
I'm like, huh? No, because see, now if I tell you Hollywood, what do you think I'm talking about?
Hollywood,
California. We have a Hollywood, Florida down here, though.
Yeah, we got it.
It's its own city. It's its own city. It's Hollywood, Florida. It's its own city.
Yeah, it is.
It's called Hollywood, Florida. It's nothing like the Hollywood,
where?
California.
Tampa?
What is that? I think that's down Miami way. I believe.
I think Hollywood is South Florida.
That's not too far away, but I'm just saying, there is one. So, excuse me, my bad.
What's going on? What kind of show are you holding?
Hell yeah, well, we're singing Madonna, like, We were just talking about the African issue. How we get to Madonna?
Hey, Emma.
We're talking about
brothers and
sisters tonight.
You know what I'm saying? She came out of Woodward with Madonna. Like, I know Madonna wanted to adopt a black baby and everything, but...
adopted. Yeah, boy, that's the only thing she could get. Could never be black unless she adopted.
Well, that's hey. She wanted to know just what it's like to even, I guess, almost be black. Because, you know, but my thing is, it's like my mother said, you know what I'm saying? She don't think that's right because of her background.
I don't think it's right either, because I think a black child and any other national child should be raised around their own type. That's what I believe in.
Well, what about but you know what? What about if their own type won't even help them? I mean, would it be fair to say that child shouldn't get no help because they're not the same race?
Well, then where Obama? But where was Obama supposed to be raised then?
He was raised in Hawaii. With his mother was white, and her parents raised him.
Right. That's what. So I'm saying, was he supposed to be going back to Haiti, where his Kenya? Excuse me, Kenya, where his daddy was from, to be raised like that though?
No.
Okay.
What about? I wish he would, but he didn't.
What about he's making pictures of Cassie on the internet though? What about that? Is she going through
some
stress?
Yeah.
What?
What about Rihanna? What about Rihanna's naked pictures? She don't get beat up again. What about that?
Right.
I mean,
wrong. I'm not trying to say that it's wrong for a different nationality to raise a black. But I'm saying personally, as a black female and have my own children, I prefer to be raised by another black.
In a perfect world, that would be. Yeah,
well,
in a perfect world, that would be, but we're not in a perfect world.
There is no perfect world, but each one of us have an opinion, and that's mine. Because I believe, that's my opinion about it, and I also believe when you watch their shows, and you know who I'm talking about, they feel very strongly of let's not mix it. And I don't know how they feel that way when it's been mixed from many, many, many years ago. So
right.
This is
you
why
came
I'm
from
saying,
us.
But this is why I'm saying I like mine to be raised by us. Come on, you know. If
you
they can say it,
us.
I can say it. They came from us. The only reason why it's lighter because some of us had to run upstairs in the evening time. You understand what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, let's speak the truth. Yes, I would like them to be all black on black. I would love it like that because that's how much I love my black. But it's too late some parts of it.
Yeah,
and
but it's hard with all the other. It's hard, you know. I mean, I second that emotion. I wish that I could make that happen with the blink of the eye, that you know, black people can go to Africa or anywhere else where there's black children and take them on and raise them, you know. But it doesn't, you know, unfortunately, it doesn't happen that way. And I'm speaking just from my opinion, from a woman that has taken other children from other nationalities that don't belong to me, but. Because I feel the same way you feel, that still kids should be raised with someone that loves them. I've taken on 3 children that are not biologically mine, you know? And do I worry if they're my race or they're not my race? No, I worry that they're children that don't have no parents and nobody's going to love them. So I step in to do my part.
And I bless you for that. But my part is I want them just looking just like me. That's how I feel about it.
Yeah, I can't say no to somebody that doesn't look like me.
Well, hey, there's a lot of people
that
look like
children.
But there's a lot of people that look like me, so I can say yes to a lot of people.
But you know,
they say we all look alike, don't they? Come on.
Y'all
look like us. That's all I can say.
Real quick, I need to do some quick shout outs. Make sure you check out www.e2kmagazineonline.com. Hottest magazine, Women Empowerment magazine, hottest thing, doing that one too. Check out the new issue, Liza Rios. Check out www.MissSuzie.com, MZSUZZIE, MissSuzie.com, ConsultingGuide.net, LushRadioOnline.com, LushRadioRock. Ning.com. Make sure you mark this as a favorite. Leave comments for us. You know what I'm saying? We support you if you support us. Definitely going down, man. This was some real interesting stuff tonight. this was some real passionate stuff today, seriously. And we want to thank Jimmy the Saint, you know, author and artist. You know, he was incarcerated with the real Rick Ross, and they wrote a book together called The Black Scarface. Will be dropping and definitely doing his thing. He gave you some good, you know, points on here, man. It went down, man. We're going to have to do this again. Y'all off the hook, man. I swear to God. Y'all is off hook.
can I drop my, because if y'all want to continue this conversation too, I am also a BTR Blog Talk Radio host. You know what I'm saying? So you can check me out. I'm part of the, what I've started is called the Trilateral Commission. You know what I'm saying? And I get deep, you feel me, within the three shows. So from 12 to 6, I mean, we be having it on popping. So I'm on blogtalkradio.com/DJ Smell So Good. You will have to.
Smell So Good?
You will have to search my name. Yes, DJ Smell So Good. You will have to search my name. There is no on air. I don't show up on air, none of that. I'm like underneath BTR. I don't know where they got me at. But if you look up DJ Smell So Good, that you will find me. I'm also a co-host of a show in California with Brian that called up earlier, which was Goofy Bone out of San Jose, California.
Shout out to Goofy Bone.
Yeah, that's my dog. And then we do, that's from 2 to 4, and then we do 4 to 6. I work the switch for my dog Vice Grip, you know what I'm saying? So he hosts, and I do the co-hosting on that show. And then we jumping on the Lush Radio, you know what I'm saying? So, you know, your whole day is taken up all the way up until 8 o'clock with nothing but good, real, sometimes controversial, but it's what you need to hear.
Mm-hmm. Well,
and that's from everything. So, yeah, please definitely check me out.
People scared of the truth.
Then you scared of life. If you scared of life, then you scared of living.
Mm-hmm. Well, it was nice talking to everyone, especially the two guys. I really enjoyed y'all. I have to get with y'all again.
Yeah, you got a show on him and Susie, or what was?
No, I don't know. I got two other things running in my life, pretty heavy.
Okay.
She co-hosts on Saturdays with me, Bump, and MJ on Strictly Bump One on Blog Talk Radio. You can check us out. This Saturday at noon, we're going to be talking about Get Your Read On, different authors, reading this fundamental is going down this week. Also, sometimes she co-hosts with me on this show, on my Tuesday show, and sometimes she co-hosts with me on Friday. So check her out, you know, Miss Susie, and she will be having her own show on Blog Talk Radio doing reading. So y'all make sure y'all watch out for that. It will be coming soon, you know what I'm saying?
That's real. And this Blog Talk Radio, I personally, Goofy Bone started out as a fan of mine. You know what I'm saying? So it's 12 o'clock here, and at the time I start my show, it's 12 in the afternoon. It's 9 in the morning his time. I mean, mm-hmm. But he was a loyal fan for at least 2 months before he even got his show started. Now he has a show. I mean, off of that, I set up Vice Grip with a show, and also set up a show down in New Zealand with Little Lola. I don't know if she came and she's one of your listeners, but she's out of New Zealand, you know what I'm saying? And she always screws up our heads because she's a day plus a couple of hours ahead of everybody.
Wow.
So,
wow.
Yeah, when you talk to her, it's like,
right.
Like, huh? You can't even, she take you to a Back to the Future type movie, you know what I'm saying? Because it's like, what the hell? I'm already talking into the future. Yes, you really are. But that's our mentality, though, too. I mean, honestly,
right.
We are already living in the future. Just a lot of people are mentally living in the past.
Right.
That's unfair.
You know, still waiting on reparations and their stimulus check.
That was a good one.
Hey, y'all better get out and stimulate your own, man, and get your own reparations, because, man, you waiting on some dead water. And if you ever seen dead water, then holler at me, because water always moves.
I would say that to me, money is not, to me, that ain't sufficient enough for reparations, man. You know what I'm saying?
It ain't, man.
A community, a people is based on land. We need land, man. Land is better than any little amount of money, man. So give us some land, man, and we straight, man.
Well, you know, real quick, I want to thank all you guys for coming on the show. It was very colorful today.
Hey, that's a true way to say it, man. That's the true way to say it. That's true. That is a true way to say it.
And, you know, get your rock on. Any bands out there that want to submit their music, Lush Radio Online, MP3s@gmail.com. Definitely getting the rock on. Definitely always talking about real issues, real people. You know, so if you're not a real person and you don't like the truth, then don't tune into my show, okay?
Right.
But if you're real and you want real information, then log on to the show and you want hot music, I got you. The people's voice. I'm trying to basically, you know, let unknown voices be heard. Log on. Save it as your favorite. Make sure you check all my people. Make sure you check me out at www.myspace.com/slushradioonline. Twitter me. Also, make sure you check out Vinity's on my top friends list. And Strictly Bump One, who's also one of our sponsors, strictlybump1.com. Check out everybody. Like I said, MissSusie.com, E2K Magazine. Renacy, the whole Mactivity family, Digital Fantasy Media. It goes down. Lush Radio, rock. Get your rock on, dude.
Look,
you already know what it is.
Real quick, Lush. I want to ask
dude.
I just want to say this, dude. I want to tell all your listeners, my opinions are views of mine, man. They're no reflection of Lush Radio. You feel me? This is Renacy. So,
right, right.
Know, you dig? So, you know.
Right. Yes, that's so true. Is the Bronx still there? Where's the Bronx at, huh?
Bronx is gone.
All right now. All right, y'all be blessed.
Well, what's your email again? LushRadioMP3 at what?
LushRadioMP3s@gmail.com.
Gmail, okay. Now, you play indie artists too, correct?
I play indie artists, rock, hip-hop, R&B.
Well, hell, you play damn Vice Grip, so, yeah. Now, I know you're going to play everything. If you're playing reggae, they don't even include reggae in the genre of music. The only thing you always hear them say is rock, hip-hop, and slow jams. You don't ever hear anybody say reggae, even though that's the most culturally backed music that it is.
Yeah, but you know what? Due to the fact that we don't have that much time, once again, I love you, man. DJ Smell so good. You
know
get to this. You definitely are a radio personality. You definitely do your thing. And Renacy, you know you my boy, man. And Miss Susie, you know I love you. Emma, I love you. Street Queens, the movement. She is definitely a panelist. Street Queens, the movement. We're going to be live on Thursday. Check us out. Check me out tomorrow. It's going down. The Rock will be live in the building, so you better get ready. Get your pens and your pads. Get your questions together. Chubb Rock will be live in the building, 6 o'clock on the dot Eastern. And I'm about to leave y'all off with some rock. I love y'all, all my callers, all my
listeners.
Love you
back.
Love you, too.
That's
all
real.
My callers, all my listeners, I love you guys, man. I'm about to give y'all some more Vertigo, you know what I'm saying, live in the building. Check them out on MySpace. You know what it is, man. You just officially got stamped rock style, dude. Yeah.
Gnarly.
Ha ha ha.